Hi, I'm Emily. You've clicked on this audio as you're feeling anxious about going to school and want some help. So find somewhere comfortable to sit and spend the next 10 minutes or so just listening. Feeling anxious and having worrying thoughts are normal. It's part of being human. We all worry from time to time. Worries come and they go. Sometimes we can cope, and sometimes feelings are really strong and overwhelming. Sometimes worries can start off small and get bigger and bigger. It's normally at this point when we become afraid of feeling anxious, and it can start to get in the way of everyday life, like right now, as you're feeling anxious about going to school. Maybe you're experiencing a lot of what-if thoughts, and your body is firing off all kinds of anxiety alarm signals. Maybe you've got clammy hands, your heart is racing, your breathing is shallow and quick. You might even feel sick or shaky. It's horrible when our bodies respond in this way, but the good news is that your body is doing what it's meant to do. It will pass, and those feelings won't last forever. Even if you do absolutely nothing, your body and mind will eventually calm down, and the anxiety you're experiencing will pass. Emotions, no matter how strong, whether enjoyable or not, all come and go. We can't ever stop them, but we can learn to accept, tolerate, and manage them. Can you remember other times when you've been anxious? At the time, it feels like it's never going to end, but it does. And think of times when you felt excited and happy, cross and angry, bored and unmotivated. All these emotional states come and go, and feeling anxious will pass too. So let's talk about today. First things first, why are you feeling anxious about going to school? For lots of people, there are really good reasons for feeling worried. Maybe you're being bullied or friendships are hard for you. Maybe you find the work tough and you feel like you're not getting it, even though other people seem to. Maybe you've got tests, exams, or even exam results that you're worried about. There might be other reasons too that make going to school really worrying for you. For other people, there might not be a particular reason why you don't want to go to school, you just feel anxious about going. In all these cases, it's understandable that you would want to avoid doing things that make you anxious. And in this case, not going to school would seem the obvious solution. However, there are lots of problems with avoiding the situation and not going to school. To begin with, avoiding the situation really isn't going to help in the long term. All the things that you're worried about haven't properly gone away. Not really. They will still be there the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that. So the longer you avoid them, the worse the worry will be. Each time you avoid going into school, you're adding to the worry and convincing yourself that you can't and won't cope without even having tried. Avoiding means you're not giving yourself the chance to see that, one, it's not as bad as you thought it was going to be, and two, actually, even if it is tough, you can cope and you will get through it. So you see, avoiding things just makes the whole situation worse. And often the fear of doing something is way worse than the thing itself. Can you think of a time that you worried so much about something, then you did it and realised that actually it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be? No one's saying it's going to be easy or that you'll love it, but it might just not be as bad as you fear it will be. So if avoiding isn't the option, and it really isn't because you need to be in school, let's think about what might make it easier. It's really important you talk to somebody. Firstly, to tell them if there's a specific reason why you're feeling anxious about school. And secondly, to tell them how it's making you feel. Parents, carers, teachers, and other adults might not fully understand what it's like being you, the experience or feelings that you have, but most will want to try and understand so that they can help you. Even if you can't problem solve a difficulty yourself, it might be that somebody else has some ideas of how to help and you can problem solve together. And if there's no solution to a problem, well, sometimes it can really help just having somebody supportive by your side, to listen and care so that you don't feel so alone. Who might you be able to speak to? A parent or carer? A sibling? Another family member? Or maybe somebody at school? The next thing that's important is to take the day one step at a time. What often happens when we're anxious is that we're busy imagining all kinds of catastrophic, awful things and making predictions and assumptions about what might happen. All of these are usually based on the worst case scenario, and it makes us feel worse. So focus on each moment as best you can, rather than race ahead thinking about the whole day. The first part of your day involves getting up, getting washed, getting dressed, and having breakfast. Sometimes reminding yourself that you can do tough things helps, and you've done all of these steps before, and you've coped, so you can do them again. Just keep taking each step one at a time. Next steps involve getting to school. To make this easier, maybe you could have a getting to school plan. Listening to your favourite music en route, meeting a friend so you can go together, or meeting them when you arrive. Having in mind a place to go when you get there, perhaps as a member of staff that you could check in with. Then you just need to take it lesson by lesson. Some lessons you'll enjoy more than others and find easier than others. At break times, maybe have a place in mind to go or somebody you want to hang out with. And before you know it, it'll be time to go home. Can you have something planned that you're looking forward to or that you can enjoy for when you get home? And is there anything else that you can think of that might help you get through the day? Earlier, I mentioned that feeling anxious can come with a whole load of horrible body reactions. Feeling hot and sweaty, a racing heart, quick breathing, feeling sick and shaky. These can be really tough to cope with, but there are some simple strategies that might help. Firstly, remember these feelings will pass. Your body's just giving you the heads up and letting you know that you're anxious, just in case you needed a reminder. But let's see if we can help you calm down a little. Let's start by taking a few big, deep breaths together. I'm going to tell you to breathe in, then I'll count to four, then I'll tell you to breathe out. We'll repeat this a few times. See if you can follow me. Breathe in. One, two, three, four. Breathe out. One, two, three, four. And breathe in. One, two, three, four. And breathe out. One, two, three, four. You can repeat that as often as you need to if you're feeling anxious, to help slow your breathing down and keep your body calm. Ensuring your body is as relaxed as possible will help your mind to calm as well. Chances are, if you're feeling anxious and stressed, all the muscles will be tense and tight. Starting with your head and shoulders and moving all the way down to your legs, feet and toes, make sure that your muscles are relaxed. Unclench your jaw, stretch out your body and relax your posture. This will help your body to feel calmer. You might still continue to experience physical sensations of worry, but knowing that they're normal, a normal part of anxiety, and that they will pass, will hopefully help you to feel less afraid. When you feel like avoiding and not going to school, it can be really helpful to think about the bigger picture. Like, right now, on this day, at this specific time, it feels like the worst thing in the world. And you can lose your perspective on why it's important to face your fears and get to school. But in a week, a month, a year from now, will you remember this exact day and time or the specific worry thoughts and feelings that you're having? Probably not. It feels big right now, but in the grand scheme of your life, this is just a tough moment or day. Part of thinking about the bigger picture includes reminding yourself of why going to school is important. Whatever you do in life, school is the stepping stone to get you there. Having hopes and dreams for the future is really important. So try to see school as helping you to take steps towards those dreams, whatever they are. At school, you'll meet people, hopefully make some friends, try new things, and learn a whole lot. Whether you're creative and arty, enjoy sports, love reading and culture, or you're a whiz at numbers and science, there's usually something for everybody at school. Making mistakes and finding things hard is just part of that journey. Nobody expects anyone to be perfect, and not everyone can achieve the top marks. Turning up, having a go, and trying is what school is all about. So finally, it comes down to this. We all have choices about how we respond to things, even now. You're feeling anxious and you want to avoid going to school. That might be one option, but hopefully I've explained why this won't be helpful to you in the longer term. The other choice you have is to take some steps in facing your worries and fears and going to school even though you're feeling anxious. The more you face your fear, the stronger you'll become in knowing how to cope and the more confident you'll become. So remember, you're not alone. There are people to speak to. Take some big deep breaths and see if you can take that first step. I hope this has been helpful, and I'm wishing you strength and positivity for your day ahead.